Would you like to see the workflow I use to turn a simple little video like this I'm filming in my bedroom into what looks like a whole bunch of work, with videos uploaded on YouTube and Facebook, shared on Twitter and on Steam as blog posts, and then reshared back to Facebook? I'll make it look relatively easy here because I don't work that hard. I put all these amazing tools together and try and work smart. And when you know how to do this too, it's extremely empowering in terms of getting your gift out to the world, sharing your message in as many ways as possible. Are you ready? Would you join me in taking a look at this? If you'd like more examples like this showing my creative process, my workflow, would you please leave a like on this video or upvote this post on Steemit? Whoa. Are we ready to start? Yes. Okay, so what is this? I'm filming a video on YouTube right now. You can see I've got a lot of videos on YouTube, 1,581 videos already on YouTube to be exact. Now, I also have a bunch of videos on Facebook as well. Most all of my YouTube videos go on Facebook. Then I do all these posts on Steemit. Steemit is what I am most excited about right now because while Facebook I don't earn any money on unless I sell something, YouTube I earn a really small amount from ad revenue on a lot of views. On Steemit, a relatively small amount of views. For example, on this new post, 220 views is currently earning $97. Steemit is what I'm so excited about. And the question is, how do I get my videos into an engaging format on Steemit? Just posting a video in the Steemit post often excludes readers like me who want to actually read something. So you can see when you look through all of my posts, I have these often massive posts on Steemit, which a lot of people have asked, how do you get all these upvotes? How do you get people to read your blog? How do you get followers online? This system is the key to all of it. Now, I've also get a lot of traffic, I'm grateful, from Twitter. I did a follow-back process on Twitter. Plus, I've had my account for, it looks like, 5 years or something now. And all of my tweets, all of my new Steemit posts and YouTube videos go out automatically on Twitter, which gives me an additional traffic from retweets, additional traffic from likes and impressions from followers. When I put all that together, then I'm able to just make a video and turn it into something that can be used in a lot of different places. One thing I do that helps is I use GoTranscript, and you can substitute any other transcription service or freelancer in place of this. But right now I'm using GoTranscript, and this is the key part of the process. So I use GoTranscript, and I actually need my Airtable link open over here, so let me open up Airtable. So what I do is I collaborate. For example, Michelle here, I collaborate with him to get my videos transcribed. And then when I've got the videos transcribed, then what I can do is just post them. So it's easiest to me for make a video. It's very easy and natural to just talk about whatever it is I'm doing. By comparison, if I try and go write a blog post like I wrote this blog post yesterday, this took 30 minutes to an hour to write a fairly short blog post, whereas I've already been talking 3 minutes, just the text from this is close to as long as that blog post already. This post, meanwhile, 30 ways I made money online. You can see how long this is, which is great for search engine optimization. This is because I dictated this part of it. So here's my basic process. I film a video and I try and optimize for tutorial videos or inspirational videos. For example, here's an inspirational one, watching my greatest fears disappear. This was originally filmed as a YouTube video, then transcribed, and then edited, and then posted. By comparison, this was originally done, does Steemit do more to support gender equality? This was originally filmed as a tutorial video and then transcribed into a blog post, which now has more comments than actual post text. And this was actually made into two different posts here. So what I do, I just film the video to begin with. Then I get the video uploaded on Facebook. Like earlier, you can see I did this video, Will We Create President Jerry Banfield? I put that up on YouTube and Facebook earlier today. And with this one, I actually just wrote a fairly short post with it as well because it was a fairly short video. So if it's really short, I'll just do the video and the post together. But if it's a longer, more in-depth tutorial like this one is, where I need screenshots, where I'm showing how to do something, then I follow through with the second step of this. Now, note that when I post a video on YouTube, it automatically goes out on Twitter, thanks to YouTube and Twitter's direct integration on YouTube. That helps get more impressions for every video. What I do once I've got the video done, then I do an entry down here in the spreadsheet using Airtable with Michel Gerard. What I do with him is then, for example, I put in a new title down here. This one is called like workflow or something, so I'll just put in kind of a working title there. And then what I do is I put need go transcript on here. If I've got a thumbnail done, I drop the thumbnail in there. And then what I do after I've got that done, then I go to Go Transcript and I place an order. Now I'll show you how I do this with one yesterday. So this order was already done from one yesterday, so I hit download the transcription and then I go show in folder. It pulls it up on another window over here. So then I'll tab back over and I go find that, what was the name of it? Facebook plus Bitcoin equals Steam. So I drag this over and I copy and drop this directly into Airtable. Now all I do is switch this over to Michel editing, as you can see in the yellow. Now, Michelle is ready to begin work on this post then. Therefore, all I had to do yesterday to make this happen, or whenever I filmed the video, it looks like it was 2 days ago. So it took me about 7 minutes to film that video, and then maybe another 5 or 10 minutes to publish it very quickly onto YouTube and Facebook. Then I quickly placed the order for it on Go Transcript. I added it to the spreadsheet that Michelle uses, and then he will use that to turn it into a post for Steemit that will likely then have all the words I said in the video plus screenshots that then makes it into a great blog post. I personally love reading the blog post Michel Gerard writes. He makes relevant screenshots. He takes everything out of the video. And I often am not in the mood to watch a video. I think, therefore, it's critical if you're creating videos to also have them made into high-quality blog posts. The problem is if you just share the video. For example, there's people on Steemit, they make a lot of great videos, but I'm not often in a mood to watch a video. Meanwhile, I do read a lot. But if all you've shared is a video, I'm not likely to watch it because I can often read much faster than watch the video. This 30 Ways I Made Money Online was originally recorded. Now, I can easily scroll through this quickly, check the infographic, check specific things. I can take 5 minutes to look through this and find specific things I like. Meanwhile, if I tried to listen to this entire thing, it would take anywhere from 10 to 20 plus minutes to listen to that same thing, whereas I can read it in 5. Not only that, but for Google Organic Search, we want Google Organic Search to give us as much traffic as possible. It's best to have blog posts for Google Organic Search traffic, and it's best to have YouTube videos for YouTube search traffic. Those are the two largest search engines in the world. Therefore, the ideal formula is to partner up with some kind of transcription and editor, or just do it yourself. There's lots of automatic tools if you don't want to or can't afford to pay anyone to transcribe or edit your videos into posts. You can simply do it yourself. YouTube, in fact, has an automatic transcription that you can then just edit, or you can get some kind of software and transcribe it yourself. You can also record with many different methods. You can do something as simple as, say, you can just get out your iPhone. You can just record with that. You can get out a actual camera. I have this Canon camera I've got linked to on my resources page. I take this on the go for higher quality than my iPhone. And I'm recording with Wirecast right now on another computer, my Mac Pro, connected over here to my Windows computer. This allows me to very quickly, as soon as I'm done recording, as soon as I push the button ending this video, the video is done and ready to upload, which allows me to immediately send it straight over to GoTranscript and get it done. And then within a day or two, Michelle has a post ready to go. This allows me then with my posts on Steemit, I've actually got about 15 or 20 posts ready to go on Steemit. And this makes a huge difference for having a blog because writing out this amount of posts would take forever. And then if I have to go on a trip or I have something that comes up, I can just literally copy and paste posts that I've already done the work that are original. So they haven't been written or shared anywhere else already. And then they are ready to go for an original new post on Steemit. Meanwhile, the videos are there on YouTube. I think this is an outstanding system that allows me to focus my creative energy and then to distribute it through as many platforms as possible. It allows me to distribute it through some of the world's largest distribution platforms. This approach is optimized for Google, for Facebook, for YouTube, for Twitter, which are four of the world's top websites in terms of traffic. And then it's optimized for now the world's number one website, Steam or Steemit, for earning money just by posting content, integrated rewards paid directly for making a post. So this entire approach is designed to give me the ability to just talk and turn that into something that's useful for you in so many different ways. I hope in sharing this process with you, this is inspirational to build the smoothest creative process possible. I didn't just start doing this because I was amazing. No, I've been working online for 6 years. I've done it. I've tried it almost every single way you could do it. I've written blog posts, then I've read those blog posts in a video and then uploaded the video. That's another way you can do it. And I've done that on some even recently. The problem is the quality tends to be a lot lower that way. You tend to have, for example, if I did that with this one earlier, I didn't verbatim read the post. But if you just put a blog post up on the screen and try and read it, in terms of time, that takes a lot longer. Especially for me to write a 2,000 to 3,000 word post, it often will take about an hour. Then to do a video on top of it, which just has all this text on the screen in the video, and you might think, well, why didn't you just make a video to start with, or why didn't you just stick to the blog post? Why'd you even bother to make a video of reading this to me? You can then put that on a podcast also. That is something if you prefer to have the words right in front of you, if you don't like to freestyle it. I don't use any script. I don't sit here and plan out exactly what I'm going to say. In fact, all I usually have right when I start, which is probably why I ramble, is the basic topic idea. I try and say things a bunch of different ways to help you learn because we learn best through repetition. Most of the things we believe in and take as true have often been repeated to us so many times that we don't question them anymore. That's why I use this approach. After testing so many different ways to work, this one is working really well for me. I'm grateful for everyone that contributes, whether you're voting on Steemit, you're liking or commenting on YouTube or Facebook, whether you're retweeting on Twitter, you're transcribing, whatever you're doing. Thank you for participating in this process. Would you please upvote this if you'd like more like this, because that's makes me feel good when I do it, and I'm guessing you are very much like me. It feels good to give and share with others, and that's why I did this today. I love you. You're awesome. I hope to see you again soon.